keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning from Roxford Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord. Roxford Church is proclaiming the gospel to multiplied thousands around the world through our radio, internet, and printed media ministry. We are a growing church for growing Christians, and we want to invite you to join us in worship. 9:30 is morning worship service, 11 o'clock is Sunday school, Sunday evening Bible study at 6:30, and our Wednesday evening worship service at 6:30 p.m. Roxford Church is located 1 mile east of Denison off of Route 250 and 8 miles east of New Philadelphia off State Route 39 at 771 Roxford Church Road. You can also locate us on our website at roxfordchurch.org. Now join us as we enter the presence of God with anointed praise and worship music and are challenged as Brother Jim Manbeck brings us the word.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
Morning world. Hey, good morning friends and family. You got the big guy, Brother Jim here, welcoming you to the third edition this July 13th, Thursday, 2023, to a Bible, Bibs and a Prayer. Good morning to you. Hey, it's Thursday. Hopefully the week is going well for you. We talked Monday, tried to get it going, and here we are Thursday already, and hopefully it's a good one. Now, one good thing is, whether it's good or bad, we're halfway past that hump point, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, so we're almost there. For all the ones that get those beautiful, glorious 2 days off that we live for. Living for the weekend. Working for the weekend, however you want to put it, but the weekend is good. And you know one of the greatest things about the weekend? Sunday. Now, some of you might be saying, yeah, Brother Jim, we get to go out on a boat. We get to go fishing. We get to do this. We get to do that. No. You can do that after church. Think about it. Just giving a little bit of time with God on a Sunday morning. It's definitely going to recharge your battery. It's going to make you feel a little better. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I would challenge you now. Prove me wrong. Try it out. Hey, we're always looking for new people here at Roxford. Become part of the family. We've got something pretty good going. All righty. Again, hopefully, you got a smile on your face. Now, I know I can be a funny-looking guy a lot of times, so if nothing else, that ought to get a thing going. My wife tells me that all the time. I said, oh, I'm funny. She's like, yeah, maybe funny-looking perhaps, so I'll take it any way I can get it. All right. You know, it's hard to believe, though. Here we are, July 13th already. Where has the time gone this summer? I mean, it just literally seemed like we were heading into Memorial Day, getting ready to go. We just celebrated the 4th of July last week. And here we are, the 13th. We're halfway through July almost. And you know what that means for all you kiddos out there? What's around the corner? Ah, August, yes, which means school. Can you smell that? The smell of new crayons, book bags. Remember how you'd walk into school? I don't know how it is now, but there's that first week of school when you'd walk in, the fresh paint, the floors are all waxed, everything's so squeaky clean. I remember those smells like yesterday. And it's been a while since I graced the halls of Bowerson Elementary, which unfortunately is no longer standing. But hey, thank God for memories. And hopefully you've got some good memories too of school, your past, your friends, and hopefully you still stay in touch with some of them. You know, one of the tragedies in life, and I'm very guilty of it myself, how many times do we run into a schoolmate, a good friend, and say, hey, it has been forever. We need to get together. Famous words. We need to get together. I know we do. And the sad thing is we live, what, 10, 15, 20 minutes apart, and it never happens. Maybe one day, though. Let's try to make that a goal. Get with someone from the past that used to make you laugh, used to make you smile. See if you can make that magic happen again. All right. Again, this is kind of new, third edition. One more time. Next week, I'm not going to talk about it so much. Why we do this? Well, number one, we want to get the word out because the word is very important. We're talking about this word as well as the word that comes from this word, which might be a little confusing. God loves you. God does care about you. And I want you to know that. And I mean that. And I mean business when I say that. God does care about you. Now, secondly, this church, Roxford Church, here, Denison, Ohio, up on the hill, we care. Well, now, Brother Jim, I don't even know where Denison, Ohio is. Well, you know what? We're kind of between Tappan and Atwood. I used to work up at Nationwide Insurance in Canton, Ohio. Hey, shout out to all you Nationwiders out there. I miss you guys. But that's how, you know, I was kind of like the redneck country boy, the little country boy coming to the big city, and they'd be like, where are you from? I learned to use the lakes. I'm close to Tappan, Atwood, Leesville. They're like, oh, yeah. And then they'd always say, your school district, Canaan Valley, you're the school that always calls off. I'm like, yeah, we are. But if you'd see the roads we have to travel, you'd understand why, what our buses are on. But yes, so hey, I get it. But my point is this. Whether we meet or whether we don't, this church cares about you. As well as I, the big guy, Brother Jim, the little tag I came up with. When I first started this, hard to believe, a year ago in July was my first Sunday here. You know, I wanted something that I could identify with because, you know, technically I am a lay supply pastor, you know. And one, as I've told people before, I don't get much into titles. I'm here to serve. But I thought, you know what, the big guy, Brother Jim, that just kind of rings, that kind of sells. So yes, the big guy, Brother Jim, whatever you want to call me, however you want to identify me, I care. I really do. And that's the problem. We have become so, I think, sometimes focused on what's ahead of us, what's in front of us, that we tend to miss what's going on around us, you know? Especially people in need. Especially people hurting. People that don't realize that there is a light out there in this darkness. And that darkness, that can be very, very bad. But the light, oh man, the light. We're going to talk more about the light, you know. But the light can bring a smile. The light can bring hope. The light can bring peace. That light, Jesus Christ, he can bring joy. And I can tell you from my own life, he sure does. So, let's keep moving along. Our shout out of the week. We're going to do this twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. You know, you're going to get to hear the big guy on Bible Bibs and a Prayer. And each week, we are going to do a shout-out to a local merchant. So we're going to finish up this week with Renneker's Greenhouse and Farm. Now, as I said Monday, Dan and Lisa, outstanding people, farmers, hard-working Americans. And that's what we like. But you know what? They're good people. And I said, they'll give you the shirt off their backs. They're fun. They're honest. Now, you got to watch Danny. He can be a little squirrely and a little quirky. A little ornery is what I'm trying to say. But no, good guys. And Lisa, sweetheart out there, she knows her herbs. She knows her plants. But Renneker's Greenhouse and Farm, located on 6035 Dana Road Southwest, Sherrodsville, Ohio, right off of 39 there. You can't miss it. They got a big old sign. Phone number 330-317-5121. Now, this is your one-stop shop for gardening plants, for your annuals, your herbs, your perennials, your produce, your sweet corn, garlic, hamburger patties, 100% beef hot dogs. I'm going to stop right there. For any of you who have grown your own beef, you know what I'm talking about. For any of you who purchase farm-raised beef, you know what I'm talking about. Not to rip our local competitors in the big stores, there is no comparison between beef. And me being the big guy, Brother Jim, I know my beef. Give them a shot. You will not be disappointed. Now, as well, right around the corner as we were talking, fall is going to be here. They've got pumpkin, gourd, straw, hay. They've got it all. So please, when you're thinking about, especially right now, I almost forgot. It's almost that time. Produce. I've seen pictures of peppers this big. Tomatoes about ready to turn. And you know what's great? That first tomato out of the garden. Especially them little cherry ones, you know. You pop them in your mouth out there and they just explode in your mouth. All that goodness. Now, Lisa said about another 2-3 weeks, Tomatoes will be ready, but they got some peppers going. Garlic is almost ready, which I'm thinking spaghetti sauce, homemade, here we go. The one thing here at Roxford Church you will find that we like to eat, and a lot of conversation revolves around food. No matter how hard we try to stay away from it, it always comes back about food, which means fellowship, which means enjoyment, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, check out Reneker's Greenhouse and Farm. Alrighty, moving right along. Oh, as well, check out their Facebook page, Reneker's Greenhouse and Farm, and it'll be put up here on our page for you to see. All right, but if you have someone out there you'd like to give a shout out to, a local merchant, a business, or a farmer, let me know. Let us know. And again, I want to say this is not Roxford Church endorsing Reneker's or any other merchant, just Jim Manbeck himself, and we're not getting anything, in case anybody's wondering, what's Jim getting back at Roxford Church? We're not getting anything except the pleasure, the enjoyment of doing a shout-out, trying to help our local vendors, our merchants, our farmers, especially our farmers, because that, if you don't realize, our farmers. And I tell you what, if you've never raised beef, you never raised hogs, you never mended fence, you never put up hay, why don't you go out and volunteer sometime and just see how much is put into it and what little they get back. But that's what keeps America going, our farmers. So help them out, would you? All right, moving right along into the joke of the day. Now, I don't have a story for this one, but I got a couple good ones here. And of course, it involves income taxes. Now, I think we all share the same opinion of income tax, but hey, you got to do it, right? Well, according to unofficial sources, a new simplified income tax form contains only 4 lines. Number 1, what was your income for the year? Number 2, what were your expenses? Number 3, how much do you have left? And number 4, and this was the best one, just send it in. How true that is. You ever notice, especially paydays, it's more exchange days anymore? Once you pay all the bills, you go to groceries, you get your fuel, you get this, you get that. It's exchange day. But hey, we're blessed to have it. Don't ever forget that. We are blessed to have it. All right, number 2. And this one, I think this has probably happened more than once. 2 Hollywood stars run into each other at the door of their psychiatrist's office. Hello there, said one. Are you coming or going? If I knew that, the other said, I wouldn't be here. Now, I could easily put some names into that, especially on the Hollywood side, but I'm not going to. I will allow you that pleasure, but I am sure that has happened more than once out in Hollywood. All righty, today's devotion, July 13, 2023, out of our daily bread, which we get here at Roxford, a very good devotional to check out. Our Bible verse today is from Hebrews 3, verse 1 to 6. But I'm going to keep it short for you. Hebrews 3, 4, and this is the important one here. Check out Hebrews 3, 1 to 6. But we're going to go to verse 4. Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Now think about that. God is the builder of everything, and how true that is. All right, it's entitled, Who Deserves the Praise? From the spiral staircase to the expensive bedroom, from the hardwood floors to the plush carpeting, from the huge laundry room to the well-organized office, the realtor showed a potential home to the young couple. Now, at every corner they turned, they raved about its beauty. You've picked the best place for us, they raved about it. They told the realtor they were so happy. Then the realtor responded with something they thought a bit unusual, but yet true. I'll pass along your compliment to the builder. The one who built the house deserves the praise. Not the house itself or the one who shows it off. The realtor's words echo the writer of Hebrews. The builder of a house has great honor than the house itself. The writer was comparing the faithfulness of Jesus, the Son of God, with the prophet Moses. Though Moses was privileged to speak to God face to face and see his form, He was still only a servant in the house of God. Christ as the creator deserves honor as the divine builder of everything and as the son over God's house. God's house is his people. We serve God faithfully. It is Jesus, the divine builder, who deserves the honor, and how true that is. Any praise we, God's house, receive ultimately, ooh, and here's an ego check, ultimately belongs to him. So my question, what has God built into you? What are unique ways you can give honor to Jesus if you're complimented? Fair question, is it not? What has God built in you? You know, here is the pastor at Roxford Church. I'm trying to encourage people. God has given us all gifts. Who would have thought that I, Jim Manbeck, out of anybody, would be here at Roxford Church? You know, there was a time, and this one you might find hard to believe, especially anybody that knows me now, because I do have the gift of gab. I never shut up. My wife will tell you that one. But you know, I didn't like to talk to people. I was very leery of people. Just didn't like it. And now here I am loving people. And I'm talking, and I'll continue to talk. But I found my true calling. I found my gift. 50 years to make it. But you know what? Here's the cool thing. The experience of life that I have to go with that. All the mistakes that I have made. And trust me, my friends, there's a lot of them. But yet also there's a lot of wisdom that I've learned from that. And most of all, I see and I give the glory to God because he is the one who has allowed me. He is the one that created me. He put me here. Sometime I'll share my testimony with you because God's timing is amazing. And when you surrender to God, when you finally give, and this is a true story, and like I said, I'll tell you the story sometime. I was on the road out on 800, almost in a Tippecanoe, and I said, all right, God, just get the last 10% of me. And within 2 weeks, my whole life changed. I can tell you a lot more on that one. But again, God's timing, God's will. Whether you believe in God or not, he believes in you. He created you, and he has a purpose for you, and he has so much better, a much better plan for so many of us. Like I said, it took me 50 years, a lot of stubbornness, a lot of pride, a lot of ego. I had to check. But boy, it was worth it. Alrighty. Prayer requests. Hey, send them in because like I said at the beginning, we care here at Roxford Church and the big guy, Brother Jim, cares. And most of all, God cares. You know what? It's kind of hard to pray for people. It's kind of hard to know their concerns when you don't share them with us. So please feel free. Send them in. They will be prayed over. They are confident. Or there's confidential process. Don't worry about that. No one's going to know. But again, why sit there? Think about it. When you have a toothache, are you going to sit there in misery day after day after day with that tooth throbbing? Or are you going to seek out a dentist? Are you going to seek medical attention? Well, it's the same way with this whole prayer thing. And I'm going to use air quotes. Prayer thing. Why carry the burden? Why carry it around when you can simply give it to God? Now, if you're uncomfortable with that, I'm going to tell you what. No prayer is better than any other prayer. God hears the prayers. God knows your heart. But we're here to help you. To help you. Honestly. Take a look. I got some pretty big shoulders. And that's not a prideful thing. But you know what I do? I got a heart. There's a lot of other people that have a heart. And they care. So please, please, I encourage you. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. If you got a prayer concern for yourself, for a family member, for a loved one, a coworker, whatever the case may be, send them in. And we will pray. That I guarantee. Now, finally, that just does it for us this morning, Thursday, July 13th, 2021. Hard to believe the week is almost over. Now, last Monday I used a quote from Gene Hackman, movie Uncommon Valor, and I talked about the 80s, you know. Ah, yes, the 80s. But you know, ever since I heard this quote and I was, oh boy, let's see, I think I was 81, that movie came out. So I was a pretty young chap, and it always stuck a nerve with me. You know how you hear a song, you just can't get rid of the lyrics, you know? Remember Footloose? Who's going to forget those lyrics? Footloose. You know, it just takes you back. And when I was thinking about how do I close this? How do I share that I care, but also with a smile that gives conviction, that gives meaning? And I remembered that movie, and at the end, where three quarters of the way, like I explained earlier, they go their separate ways. Now, how many times do we wonder, do we ever wonder, when we say goodbye to someone, do you ever think about it? That could be the last time you see that individual. Because here's the thing, tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. Hear me on that. Tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. This could be my last day on earth. It could be. God might call me home. God might call you home. But it comes down where you want to spend eternity. I want to ask you that. Where are you going to spend eternity? And we're going to talk about that more in the weeks to come. But I leave you with this. If a man were to know the end of this day's business, ere it come, but it suffices that the day will end and the end be known. And if we meet again, well then, we will all smile. And if not, then this parting was well made. My friends, always remember, please remember, even in the deepest, darkest valleys you might be facing right now, that you have meaning, you have value, and most of all, you are loved. May God bless you. May you and I continue to thank God for those blessings. And if we meet again, well then we will smile. And if not, then this parting was well made. Thank you for joining me this morning here on A Bible, Bibs, and a Prayer. It's the Big Guy, Brother Jim. Out.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need.
Well, it's been our honor and privilege to be with you today. We trust that today's message has touched your spirit and challenged you in the Word of God. If so, we would love to hear from you. Reach us by calling area code 330-343-5359 or contact us on our website at roxfordchurch.org. Thank you for being with us today, and may God continue to bless your life. And remember to love God and love people. We'll see you next time. We're living in a world that keeps